much for that, Brother Ron. I wanted to read a verse of scripture before the teenagers come up. I think it's a very familiar passage of scripture. But Matthew chapter number 28, just there in the last part of the chapter there, it says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. And to just tell you, I'm just going to take just a minute here before the teenagers come up. That way they can gather the thoughts. But we got many of young people across our nation that are in churches, and they might be worshiping, and they might have some form of worship. But can I tell you, we have lost a burden, not just as our young people, not just in our churches, but in our younger generation, to go out and go soul winning, to go out and knock doors and tell people of Jesus Christ. They don't want to do it. They want to reach people through social media, which is good. That's not a bad thing. We ought to reach people through social media. They want to just, you know, do small groups, and which is a good thing. But can I tell you, I am thankful for a church that believes in soul winning so much that we're teaching it to the next generation of young people that believes in the local church so much that they'll send young people across the country to help one of our graduates start a bus ministry and start a VBS church. I know the teenagers are going to say it, but thank you for having a burden for young people. Thank you for having a burden not just to reach the lost, but to invest and instill in our young people that soul winning still works, that telling people about Jesus Christ. Teenagers, on behalf of our church, by the way, you guys are going to finish testimony tonight. We're very proud of you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We don't tell you guys that enough. Thank you for serving. I know the trip was long. I know the trip could be irritating when you're traveling that much and you have middle school boys and middle school girls, and you don't point at Marcus. Derek, you're the same way, okay? Come on, I'll get you in front of everyone if you point at Marcus, okay? Hey, teenagers, thank you guys so much for serving the Lord. Reese, I'm going to stand up here because that's what I was told to do. I'll hide all my facial expressions. I do trust you. Maybe I don't. Maybe you know better. Your mom's looking at you already. Come on, Reese, give your testimony. We're excited to hear it.
Hey, church. Like you said, my name's Reese. I just want to thank y'all for letting us go on this trip, because as much as it's like the pastor and the youth pastor making the decision, y'all are like 90% of the people that funded it. So thank y'all for letting us get the chance to do this. I don't really have much to say, but I'd like to say, the first week was really great, just going there and just realizing that even a church right now, we don't have everyone, but it's still pretty full, and not every church that you go to can have like an opportunity like this. I was just looking at the size of the church and just thinking like, wow, like how blessed we are to have like a size of church that's this big. So I just want to thank all y'all members, I guess. I don't know, but thank y'all for coming tonight. And I was able to lead 4 people to the Lord on the first week during soul winning. My soul winning partner was Noah. We had a lot of great times having a heart for the people of Sandusky. That was one of the first devotionals when we got there. I think it was a good one for all of us. The next week after that, we went to camp. It was a really great camp. Even some things that I saw over there, like, man, I wish we could do that at Landmark. It's just special opportunities. I was able to give like a little devotion over there. So I just think they have a bunch of great things, kind of like Camp Glory, like building for the next generation for y'all and me to be a better group than the people before. So thank you, church. I had a really great time. Nothing funny, I guess, but thank you.
Before Dina comes up, just in case there's any visitors, about 3 weeks ago, we were able to send a group of our young people with our youth pastor, probably a group of, I think, about 26, up to Sandusky, Ohio, to work in one of our churches that one of our graduates it took over in Sandusky, Ohio. So they were there for a week, and then they took the weekend, went to an amusement park, and drove the Mount Salem Revival Ground in Salem, West Virginia. The place is very near to my heart. That's where I was called to preach as a young person as well. So then they went there for a week, and God did something in their heart. So that's what they're giving testimonies over. Come on, Dina.
Good evening, church. My name is Dina. Like everybody says, I just want to say thank you so much for helping us be able to go on this mission trip. It was a really, really great mission trip, and it was my last one because I just graduated high school. So I really enjoyed it, and one of my favorite things was, since I'm one of the older girls, I was able to be like a leader to the girls, and it was cool to help them out, give them advice, and everything like that. So I just want to say thank you for your support. And another one of my favorite things was not having my phone, because I hadn't had my phone for a week before, but 2 weeks, that was different, but it was great, honestly. And when Brother James had told us we were going to get our phones again for Cedar Point, I was like, no, don't give us back our phones. But I really enjoyed it, and it just showed me that you don't really need to have your phone or focus on your phone too much, go on social media a lot to have fun. You can do a lot of things and serve the Lord without your phone. During the mission trip in Ohio, like Reese said, when I looked at that church, I was like, whoa, I'm really grateful for Landmark because how big it is, how much support we have. They average like maybe 10 people per service. And I'm pretty sure it's a little bit more people now after the VBS and everything. But I'm just grateful to have a church like this. And I was able to lead 4 souls to the Lord. And it was honestly a blessing. It was 2 girls and 2 males. And specifically the male that I got to lead, it was on his porch. And he had like, he was like smoking and he was like drinking alcohol and everything. And he was looking at me like, I know I'm drinking, I know I'm smoking. But I was there and I was like reassuring him and making sure he knows, like, I'm not there to judge you. I'm just here to share how you can go to heaven when you die. And he felt better after that because I know he was trying to hide it from me when I came and everything. But that made me happy. Next thing, the Cedar Point trip. The Cedar Point trip was, honestly, it was really good. And it was a nice break because we had a long week of serving the Lord and everything was hot. It was very, very, very hot. And they said, because us Floridians came to Ohio, that we brought the heat with us. But I was expecting it to be cold, but it was very hot and I was very disappointed. But it's okay. It's fine.
Should have left the heat there.
I know. I know, but at the Cedar Point trip, I know you think like it's all fun, but for me, the Cedar Point trip like helped me to trust the Lord more because those roller coasters are not for the weak. They are very tall, they are very scary, and they are very fast. And my group that I had, it was a great group. It was like Jenna, Rose, Noah. It was a great group, but it just showed me to have faith in the Lord. And as soon as you get on one scary roller coaster, you're gonna be able to get on the other scary roller coasters. That's what I realized. The next thing that I'm going to talk about is the Mount Salem Revival Grounds camp trip. So the last time when we went was 2023 and it was a blessing. This time around, I was really wanting to seek the Lord's voice and just hear his voice and understand what he wants me to know. And I had to take the time by myself to read my Bible more, to pray more and everything. So I did take that time. And throughout that whole trip, even in Ohio and when we went to West Virginia, I kept hearing preaching or like messages about the Lord becoming your first love. And when I went to Mount Salem, I didn't want to make a decision based off emotion, but I just kept hearing it. Then I started praying. I was like, Lord, is this the decision that you want me to make? And obviously it's an obvious choice to make that decision, but you just have to take that decision. So I think it was Wednesday or Thursday where I made the decision to make the Lord my first love before anyone or anything. So yeah. The last thing that I want to talk about is just how much this trip brought us together as a youth group and just how much we grew together. And some of the people never traveled all together with us before. Yes, we argued. Yes, we got mad at each other. Yes, it was a lot of that. But ultimately, we worked hard to actually get along and just help each other out. And I just want to say thank you again, church, for allowing us to go and just supporting us and allowing us to go soul winning. Thank you.
Amen. Come on, Mr. Noah.
Hey, my name is Noah Hipley. I went on the missions trip. Ohio was pretty good. It was really hot. It was really hot, like hotter than Florida for some reason. And I led one soul to the Lord, but I think I presented the gospel like 5 times. But Reese was my soul winning partner, and that was like a real good blessing because he always has that soul winning spirit. And he was just so great, and just every day was something new with him, and it was just always nice going soul winning. One of the things that we did a lot, like from morning to night, was packets. And that was hard, man. I think somebody said we made like around like 4,000 or something like that, or 3,000 or 2,000, but either way, it was still a lot. And it was a lot, you know, but I mean, it's for the Lord, right? So VBS, like the whole week, we had a good amount of kids. I was really surprised because it was just more people coming, and I had the opportunity of being a team leader, and that was like a blessing because, you know, for me, I kind of like sit sometimes on the side and I want to step out of my comfort zone more and be more of a leader, and I got to lead music, so that's something I never really usually do. And God spoke to me in Ohio about working more on like leadership and confidence and stepping out of my comfort zone. And Brother Vassell's preached this message on standing on a firm foundation. I think the walls was like praying, going to church, Bible reading. And I think, was it soul winning? Soul winning, and the roof was obedience. And it was a great message, and it was just a great message. And to finish off that week, it was a long week, but to finish off, we went to Cedar Point, and it was hot. And it was really great. Like, I think the highlight of that day was Lake Erie, and it was just such a beautiful lake. Like, you ever go somewhere and you just like see a place, or you hear the word, and like it just takes you to that memory of like I was there or something like that. It was like one of those moments, and it was just such a beautiful place, especially where I was at. It was like this nice, fancy restaurant or something, and it was just so beautiful how the sky looked, and it was just something I'm never gonna be able to forget. And after that, we went to West Virginia. It was, Ohio was hot, West Virginia was hot and humid, and so it was a lot, but the messages really spoke to me. Brother Lovins preached messages about bitterness and being a vessel, and Pastor Carter preached two messages about his testimony, and the other one being about miracles in his life. You know, so you just, if you heard of it, you'd just be like, there's no way that happened, you know, but that just, it really hit me, and messages were just really great, and came back, and it was kind of funny at camp. I was kind of like having like a Pastor Carter moment. Pastor Charles Hamilton was preaching on Wednesday or Thursday, and he lost his voice, you know, and I was like sitting there in the back. I was just like, could you imagine just one of these moments, like he gets his voice back, you know, and like he couldn't speak at all, and like he kind of like got embarrassed. He's behind the pulpit and he's praying and stuff like that, and he starts shouting and he gets his voice back, and I was like, there ain't no way, you know. So I thought that was really crazy, but I'm really glad I went on these trips. I don't know if it's going to be my last, but if it is, I still want to find some other way to keep serving God and soul winning and just being a blessing to everybody.
Come on, Mr. Marcus.
Ooh.
Praise the Lord.
It was not this bad when I thought about it. Okay. Personally, it was my first time leaving Central Florida and leaving the state in general. The mission trip was great. I had fun. I say my favorite part was the packets, especially at the packets. But those bags were terrible. But I don't think he's here, but Mr. Gillian, I feel bad for him personally, because he had me, Austin, and Scotty. Scotty wasn't that bad. Well, he wasn't that bad necessarily, but he had those three boys and he had no extra help. I felt bad for him for the longest. And then when it was nighttime, when we all fell asleep, me and Austin, Scotty, man, it was like a chainsaw through the night. The recording was actually me, by the way. Yeah, so I personally just feel bad. And then I met a lot of interesting characters at Ohio and I forgot what I was gonna say. Ohio and the motel especially. There was this guy, he was a cool guy. His name was Scotty. Not that Scotty, but like his name was Scott. And every night we would come late after the VBS and after church. We would rush over to the office of the motel, and we would say one word, or two words technically. Where's Scotty? Man, he was the best. Every day that we found him, he gave us free cookies. Cause the motel had a deal. I think it was 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. If you got there early enough, you got free cookies. Almost every night we could, we walked away out of that office with at least two plates of cookies.
So the guy worked at the motel, correct?
Yes. No. Okay. Best.
Woo.
Cedar Point, it was terrifying, especially since I'm afraid of heights. There was this one called Steel Vengeance, and we had our phones with us. And they literally told us we couldn't bring our phones on the ride because it was made of magnets. So we put our phones in lockers. I went on that ride. I forgot who I was with. Who was I with? Oh, I was with Josiah. Josiah was sitting next to me. And you know how normal amusement carts, whatever they're called, have like something you can hold on to? All it did had like a steel bar around your legs. That's how bad it was. You couldn't hold on to anything. That steel bar on your legs was the only thing keeping you on. And the magnets on those rides were terrible. And there was this one part where there was just like this metal post. Like you think you're going real fast. You think I'm about to hit it. But at the last minute, you drop. It was so terrifying. It was terrifying. I hated that ride personally. Like, and they had to, like, they had you go riding upside down, like, for a good while. I'm just sitting there thinking, I'm glad I'm saved. I never liked that ride. I came off of that ride, my legs were shaking. And then Mount Salem. My favorite part was the services. This is how I went. Services, food, friends. Best part. Especially, I'm gonna get a little personal. A lot of people already know my testimony. I was bitter for a while at God because I was trying to figure out if why a God so loving would let my parents die. And then Brother James noticed I was a little down about something. I ended up talking to him about it. And then it was the night Pastor Carter was preaching. And I was sitting there, I was listening to his testimony. I heard a part of his testimony from my teacher, Mr. Johnston. He was talking about how Pastor Carter got camp. It was, I love hearing that story for a second time. No matter how much times I hear it, it's still great. But I was sitting there thinking, wow. It's just wow. And then the next day, I think it was the next service, one of the other preachers ended up preaching about bitterness, and I went down to the altar and I got it settled. And it was, I think it was Thursday chapel or night service. I forgot the preacher's name, but it was the preacher that got saved 30 years later at Pastor Carter's, when Pastor Carter preached. And then he got saved from that exact message I was talking about camp. And then during that message, she was talking about surrendering to the Lord, surrendering how you should give your life to Christ. It was a great message. And if we were talking about, you should, no matter what, you should give your life to Christ, you should surrender to be a preacher, he was looking dead at me. I don't know why. And then that night at the altar, it was a long altar. I think it went on for at least an hour. Everybody was going down to the altar. And I was standing there thinking, no, not me, not right now. Later. And then I went down with Noah, and I ended up surrendering to the Lord to be a youth pastor. And then more about Mount Salem. It was great. I met a lot of new people, and I met a new enemy. Those stairs.
Amen.
Yeah, it was terrible. Those stairs were terrible. I hated those stairs. It just.
Marcus, you got 1 minute.
I got 1 minute?
You got 1 minute.
Left. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I'm taking a while. Those stairs, man, it just kept on going up and down. It was terrible. My legs hurted. Hurt is not a word. Hurt. And then you think going up the hill is an easier alternative. No. I fell like 6 times. And it was clay, too. I was wearing khakis. My pants got stained from the clay. It was just overall bad experience. But it was pain. Mr. Stanek used to say when he was my football coach. I know I'm taking a while. I'm sorry. When he was my football coach is when pain is weakness leaving the body. I lost a lot of weakness that day. I'm done.
Marcus, I've been there. I know those stairs. They are miserable. Okay, I agree with you. Come on, Ashlyn.
Hi. Hi, guys. My name is Ashlyn, and I just wanted to say how much of a blessing this trip was. And I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who helped me pay for this trip. In Ohio, we did a lot of soul winning. I had Jen as my partner, and I learned a lot as the silent partner. I had a great time with the kids at the VBS. Once again, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody that supported us these past few months. Thank you.
Come on, Scotty.
Hello, church. Ohio was a lot of fun, especially Marcus being my soul winning partner and him asking a lot of questions. And I mean a lot. The soul winning was long, but I did enjoy being with Marcus. And he was really great. He was probably the greatest soul winning partner I had. And then Cedar Point was fun. Me and my group, we didn't ride any rides because we're chickens. And we did have fun at the arcade without riding any rides. And then Mount Salem, it was a lot of fun again, being there for only two times. And the stairs. Oh boy. It was a great leg day, every day, you know, felt amazing. And then, yeah, the trip home was very interesting, to say the least. So, yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord, teenagers. You grab your Bible with me. I'll be very brief tonight, but I do know what time it is. Daniel chapter number 1. I want to be an encouragement to our young people, and I was thinking of this passage of scripture as they were giving their testimony, for not just for our teenagers, but for our church as well. Daniel chapter number 1, very familiar verse here, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. Daniel chapter number 1, if you look with me down in verse number 8, and I'll just read one verse. In Daniel chapter number 1, verse number 8, I'll give you a second to turn there. I do love Mount Salem Revival Grounds. I'm thankful for that place. I've seen God move in that place, and those stairs, they are not underestimating, okay? But the invitations and feeling the hand of God in that place, and again, it's not about the place, okay? It's about the man of God. And about God and God, Holy Spirit coming down. But I tell you, that is a place where you know you're going to find it. I'm thankful for that place and thankful for the decisions I made in that place and our young people. Daniel chapter number 1 and verse number 8, very familiar verse here. It says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. As we kind of look at this passage of scripture for just maybe about 5 minutes tonight, so we begin to think about this. You know the passage of scripture that there's young people that are pulled out of the group. There's a group of young people that they're taken out of the land of the people of Israel. They're taken out of the land and they're brought to Babylon. And they're put in situations where there is a choice that every young person has to make. Every young person has to meet. They say, here's your meat. Here's your pulp. Whatever you're going to eat, eat this. Then we're going to put you before the king. We're going to see how you look. These are choice young people, and they have to make a decision whether or not they're going to obey everything they've been taught. They have to make a decision when mom and dad aren't there. They've got to make a decision where their teachers and their pastors and their youth pastors, and everyone's not there. They're in a far land. They're out from around the hedges. They're at this place, and there's an ultimatum set before them that, hey, this is what you're going to do. We're going to teach you this language. We're going to change your name. You're going to eat this. Hey, young person, can I tell you, you've got a decision coming up. You've got a decision as young people whether or not you're going to live for Jesus Christ. Can I tell you, and I don't mean this to be disheartening, I mean this to challenge you tonight, there's many of young people that have sat right there and gave a testimony that don't sit out there now. There's many of young people that have come through this place and they've served in the ministry and they've went on mission trip and they've served the Lord, and somewhere along the line, you know what they did? They gave it up. They said, I graduated. This is my last one. And I understand saying it. There's nothing wrong in saying that. But you've got opportunities to serve the Lord here at church. You've got other mission trips you can go to. You've got stuff through the college you can do. And so on, a marathon and different stuff. Teenagers, I want to encourage you. It says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. Hey, before Daniel got to the situation where Daniel had to say, you know what? I'm going to serve the Lord. You know what? When this decision comes up, when I get busy and when I'm out of circumstances, I'm still going to serve the Lord. Young person, I want to encourage you tonight. You guys just gave your testimony. Hold on to that. Hold on to that. Share that. Don't forget what God did. Don't forget what God did in your heart. Don't forget when you were on the trip and what you can remember the stairs, and we can laugh about that, and that's good. And you can remember some weird guy at the hotel named Scotty, and we can laugh about that and have a good time with that. But don't forget what God did in your heart. Don't let the devil have the victory over that. Can I tell you, if we're being honest with you, there's sometimes that I sit in the pew, there's sometimes I get frustrated with my day and everything that's going on, that I forget who I'm serving. There are sometimes I forget everything God's done in my heart. Hey, listen, Daniel right here was at a tough time in his life. And it said, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portions of the teammate. Man, young person, purpose that you're going to serve the Lord. Church, can I ask you? Man, we want to see the next generation serve Jesus Christ, right? Man, we want to see these young people grow up, and you guys more than I have served in this ministry, and we're a big ministry, and we see people go through, we see people graduate Bible college from our local church and graduate our Christian school, and we see them leave and never come back. Hey, church, can I ask you a question tonight? We're praying that they purpose in their heart, and they need to do that. But church, are we purposed to pray for them the way we should? Are we purposed to look at our young people and say, hey, let me love on you? I know we're a giving church. I wouldn't dare get behind this pulpit and say, hey, are we doing that? I know we're a giving church, and praise the Lord for it. Hey, church, can I just remind you tonight, maybe there's something that you've slacked on. Maybe there's something that you've not purposed in your heart to do. Can I tell you, these young people, they're following you. These young people, they see you. They see you out in Walmart. They see you driving down the street. They hear the music that's coming out of your car when they drive past you, and you don't ever know they're there. Hey, church, are we being the example we should be? Not as a church in whole, but as individuals. I just want to take just a moment tonight. I want to have the opportunity to have an invitation, because I don't think we should have a service without that. Why don't we take a moment? If you're a young person, if you're a not young person and you're in here, why don't we take a moment to just say, God, bless our young people. Bless our young people. They gave testimonies that they will purpose in their heart that they might not defile themselves with the portion of the king or the world's meat. Maybe you're in here today and you say, Brother Tyler, you're up there and you're saying we should pray for our young people. They're young. They should go have fun, and they should just go do what they want. Can I tell you, man, they're going to miss out on some things. Man, serving Jesus, they are going to miss out on some things. If they purpose in their heart, Daniel right here, Daniel missed out on some things because Daniel said, I'm going to do what's right. Can I tell you, Daniel missed out on some heartache. Daniel missed out on some pain. Hey, listen, maybe you're in here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you've never come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Maybe today is the day you need the purpose in your heart that you come down to the altar and that you meet him. I'm going to be down front in just a minute. We're going to have an invitation. I would love to have someone take a Bible and show you how you know for sure heaven's your home. Church, maybe we need to come forward and just take a time. We've got many people that are sick. We've got many people that are away, that are on vacation, and people that are at the Sword represent our ministry, and people that are across the seas represent our ministry. Maybe we should just take some time to not only pray for our young people, but pray for them. I'm going to ask the instruments to come. I ask you to stand to your feet. I'm going to start in a word of prayer, and then we're going to have the invitation. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. God, I'm so thankful for the opportunity it is to serve you, Lord. I am thankful for these young people that we were able to send, Lord, these young people that were willingly servants that went, Lord, across our country, Lord, to serve you, and then went to camp, Lord, and dedicated some time to just hear your word, Lord, to hear some preaching. Lord, I pray you be with these young people's hearts, Lord, as you've worked a great work. Lord, I pray you continue to do that. Lord, I pray you help us as a church, Lord, to just back them. Lord, to just pray for them, Lord, even if they don't know we're doing it. God, I pray you help us that we'll just pray and we'll support them. Lord, I pray as you'll be with our missions teams and everyone's that are away from this place. Lord, I pray if there's someone here that doesn't know you as their personal Lord and Savior, God, they purpose in their heart that tonight would be the night that they get saved. Lord, I pray you be with this invitation. Lord, I pray you just do a work, and I ask it on your name. Amen.